Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2, pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2, pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
When last we were in Morondoy, Marla assured a pregnant Pepper that she and Simon would be great parents despite Simon's age of 72. Shelley informed Marla and Catalina that the date for her mastectomy had been arranged and advised them to do their medical checks regularly. Kimal took Sharona to dinner on their first date, and she admitted that she popped pills to deal with her memories of being abducted and trafficked. Kimal advised her to drop this habit as soon as possible because he knows from experience that drugs can destroy one's life. And as we return to Morondoy, it's early morning and John is waking Coretta.
Coretta? Coretta? Coretta?
Look, John, it's too early. Don't bother me this early morning.
Watch, before you go and make breakfast, I want to talk to you about something.
John, I said, I ain't able with nonsense this early morning.
Hear me out now, man, please.
What is it?
Sharona going out with Marla's son, Kimal, for true.
And what business is that of yours? It's two young people.
Yeah, but the girl ain't come to town for work. Why you encouraging she with man?
I encouraging she with man? You behaving like Kimal is some big hardback man running behind a little girl. Them is the same age.
Yeah, but if the girl end up pregnant, you know it's gonna be your fault.
Well, look at me story this morning. Why you thoughts gone so far?
Nadira trusts you for watch over Sharona, and you gonna encourage her with Kimal. Eh? Them little boys don't wait. Just now we gonna want she go to bed with you.
Why you so concerned about that?
Look, I just don't want nobody to take advantage of the girl.
What advantage Kimal could take upon Sharona? Kimal father stink of money. This is an opportunity she could take advantage of.
Oh, and you want some of the money?
You talking about money? Why you don't stop drinking and go and look for a work?
I starting back to work with gold money.
Very well. I hope you stay more than 2 weeks this time.
I can stick it out this time, man. I need the money.
I know. For buy rum.
I can walk on the drinking, man. Coretta, you know what being through in prison. Are you still treat me like this?
John, don't do it. Don't do it.
Lower your voice, man.
Don't tell me for lower me voice in me house. I try my best to help you, but you don't want help.
I gonna try, man.
Don't try. Do.
I serious. I gonna get help.
You gonna go back to counseling?
I just need a little more time. It ain't easy for talk about what happened to me.
More excuses. What about the test you're supposed to do?
You gonna go with me?
Of course.
Okay.
We need to do it soon.
Okay, okay.
All right. I go in and make breakfast.
Wait.
What?
I think Sharona hiding something, you know.
You and this nonsense again.
Coretto, I swear I'm making up things. I think you should talk to she and find out what really going on.
Nothing is going on. Let the child live she life.
All right. When something happened to she, don't say I didn't tell you, you know.
Nothing ain't gonna happen. You drink so much rum, it got you seeing and assuming things. Pull yourself together, John.
I mean,
so, if you like somebody else, take a picture and ask for one.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Miss Myrtle.
I hope it's not a bad time.
Well, judging the circumstances.
Yes. I came to give Unique my condolences.
Okay. Unique!
All right, don't bother her if she's sleeping.
No, she's up. Unique! Miss Myrtle here to see you.
I brought some fresh vegetables from my garden.
Oh, thank you, Miss Myrtle. We really appreciate it. Please have a seat now.
No, it's okay. I'm not staying long. I just came to give my condolences.
Hi, Miss Myrtle.
Oh, Unique, my child. You have my sincere condolences.
Thank you.
We are never really prepared for the death of a loved one, especially a parent.
Yeah.
I want you to know that God is watching over you, Unique, and He will not give you more than you can bear.
Well, Miss Myrtle, right now I feel like it's more than I can bear.
Oh, this too shall pass. You will miss your father for the rest of your life. But take comfort in the fact that he will be watching over you, Unique. Aubrey is walking with the Lord.
Miss Myrtle, it's hard because it's so many things I wanted to say to Daddy, and I didn't get to say to him. I just wish I saw him before he died.
Unique, it's all part of grieving. You can't bring back your father. But you can take comfort in the memories you shared. Think about what he would want you to do at this time.
Yeah.
And you'll be okay.
Thanks, Miss Myrtle. Will you please excuse me?
Take care, Unique.
It's really hard on her, you know.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. She's lost some weight.
Hardly eaten anything. I'm happy if he even gets you to drink a cup of tea.
Oh, no. I made her cry.
It's not you, Miss Myrtle. Whole day does her Unique there. Cry, stop. She's really not taking it well, you know.
And how are you coping, Kevin?
Exhausted. It's me alone looking after Iceland right now. I have to take some leave for now.
It's so sad.
Yeah. I try my best to take care of Unique.
That's all you can do, Kevin.
Yes.
Is the body coming home? I saw the death announcement and all it said was details to be announced later.
Yeah, they bring anybody home. And the funeral will be right here in Murundi.
Okay.
Rhonda and Jamar are coming with the body too.
Of course. I'm praying for all of you.
Thanks, Miss Marshall. We need all the prayers we could get.
Sad. So sad.
And thanks very, very much for the vegetables.
Are you welcome? Take care of yourself and Unique.
Thanks, Miss Myrtle.
Kimal.
Hey, Sharona, babe. What's up?
What you doing?
Just playing some college with you. My attention is all on you, though. What's up?
Well, Miss Coretta and Johnny arguing earlier.
About what?
I don't know, but I think some of it is about me.
Oh.
I think John is suspicious of me.
How so?
Apparently he thinks I'm up to something.
Oh. Like, you think he suspects you're using?
Yeah.
But how?
I don't know. Like he said, I'm spending too long in the bathroom. But at the end of the day, he's a rumboogie. So obviously, you know these things.
Oh.
What do you think I should do?
Maybe come clean with Miss Coretta.
Or I could just up and tell Miss Coretta I popping pills.
She can get you help.
She can put me out.
Oh, alright. You say I come down here to work, right?
Yeah.
But what's more important? Work or using?
Listen, Kimal. If you know I've been through, you'll understand.
You can share with me. I won't judge you.
I ain't ready to talk about it.
Alright, okay.
But I need to be careful.
I can help you get clean.
Maybe I ain't ready to get clean.
Sharona, a lot of young people like us are getting hooked on drugs. It is not a good thing. It could destroy your life.
Look, I know I'm doing. I take it when I start thinking about what happened to me, I need to numb myself.
But
it's easy to get addicted.
I have it under control. I'll call you back. Somebody at my bedroom door.
Okay, babes.
Mr. John?
Hey.
What you want?
I know you come to town for a purpose. I encouraging you not to get distracted.
Aye, okay.
Look, you don't have to run around with nobody right now, you know. Them little boys only want one thing from you.
I know what I am doing, Mr. John. I have sense.
And don't let me wife encourage you with no nonsense. Coretta is no example. Don't let she lead you astray.
Miss Coretta is okay.
You ain't no she for truth. Slackness.
Wow.
I got a feeling you hiding something. Don't frighten for talk to me, you know.
I ain't hiding nothing.
Anyway, take my stupid advice and focus on why you come here from Kokwani.
John! What are you doing by Sharona door?
I just talking to she.
Hi, Miss Coretta.
John, don't make I brat side you, you know. I tell you, leave this little girl alone.
Oh gosh, Coretta. I was just trying to give you some good advice.
Sharona, what he tell you?
He was just talking to me about Kimal. He sound like he don't want me to have a boyfriend.
You see what I talking about? Oh, Coretta! Where you lash me my back for, man? Is young girl like this you want? You's a nasty big man.
There's nothing any sad. She wanna tell you now.
Get from here, crass! Not here! I'm gonna sit down here and watch you trying for hustle this little girl.
I wasn't hustling, shit.
I said get!
Oh God, Coretta, stop hitting me, no man. A gun! A gun, man!
This man here ain't mean for done. Sharona, anytime he bother you, let me know.
Okay, Miss Coretta.
I's not one of them women who gonna encourage me husband with nonsense.
Thank you.
And if John feel he gonna continue to bother you, I gonna put he out. For real this time, outside.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.